Colonel Jim Anderson says there's a good reason why the Army last year began inviting experts to Fort Wainwright to check out the latest cold weather gear.
Soldiers train, live, and operate in this environment all day long, 24 hours a day, when they're training in the field.
So it only makes sense that the Army last week held the second of what it hopes will be an annual Arctic Equipment Symposium. The event is sort of like a small trade show that this year brought together about 75 experts to check out the gear that was on display and under testing here in Alaska. That includes personnel with the Army's Northern and Mountain Warfare Training Centers and research and development specialists with the Army's Massachusetts-based Natick Soldier Systems Center. Anderson is the U.S. Army Alaska's Assistant Chief of Staff for Logistics, a job that includes testing and evaluating new equipment for use in cold weather.
This winter, we have 12 to 14 items that we have procured in conjunction with several of the research and development technology portions within the Army, and we're testing this month.
Anderson says if he and his staff think the gear has potential, he'll recommend it for further testing that could lead to the Army buying it. Sometimes the Army buys new gear because it's better than what's in the inventory. Sometimes it's because it's no longer available. Like the old 10-man canvas tent, Anderson says newer designs and materials are being tested to replace the design that's been in use since the Korean War, a design that's badly in need of an upgrade.
We have a 1950s tent that catches fire very easily. We need a tent that's lighter, easier to set up, and it doesn't catch on fire.
Also being tested this year is a new design for an akiole or toboggan. Fairbanks entrepreneur David Doudna submitted several designs to replace the old fiberglass akioles the Army's been using for decades.
I am using a product that is different than fiberglass. It is UHMW is the acronym, ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene.
Doudna has been building custom-made sleds for more than 20 years in Fairbanks, and he says the material is strong and pliable down to 90 below, and that it's perfect for sleds because it has almost no friction on snow and ice. Doudna's akioles also are versatile, as he demonstrated by removing a snow machine tow hitch in less than 10 seconds, converting it to a human-powered conveyance.
Okay. So you pull these pins, you pop this down, and the whole thing would just slide right out.
But Anderson says some of the old designs are just hard to beat, like the old bunny boot, also known as a VB boot, which stands for vapor barrier, a design that soldiers and civilians who buy the surplus boots have sworn by for decades.
There are several different options being looked at.
Anderson says there are a few prototype designs now undergoing testing here in Alaska and elsewhere that may take the place of the bunny boot.
We'll have to see if a vendor can make a boot as good as the original vapor barrier boot. And that will probably be sometime this summer before we know the answer.
If the boot does pass the test, it may be among the leading attractions in next year's Winter Equipment Symposium. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.